Tune to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
AM Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashant Nilayam for the segment Soul Inspiration. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and at the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Life. Today is 22nd of February 2018, and the time right now is 11 a.m. and it's a warm and pleasant day here in the Divine Valley, Prashant Nilayam. Well, the weather forecasts say that the temperature may rise up to 36 degrees Celsius later in the day. But whatever it is, dear listeners, be it weather, climate, people, everything here in the ashram is divine. And in fact, right now today, the ashram, many Chinese devotees have come to the ashram as they are going to celebrate the Chinese New Year. So today and for the next couple of days, there will be programs in Sai Kuranth Hall by Swami's devotee from China. In fact, you can watch them live by logging on to our website, radiosai.org. Today in this segment, Soul Inspiration, I've got the topic, God is the doer, we are just his instruments. Well, before we talk more on this topic, let me just read out today's Sai-inspired message. Sai-inspired message today has got, as always, a question and an answer from Swami's Divine Discourse. So the question is, what are the five essential key points that every sincere aspirant must practice every day and why? And the answer is from Swami's Discourse, which he delivered on 19th of July in the year 1970, and I quote, I am insisting on 5 points of discipline which will transform your homes and villages into Prashanti Nilayam. First, silence. Silence is the first step that makes the other steps easy. It promotes self-control and reduces chances of anger, hate, greed and pride. Besides, you can hear God's footsteps only when silence reigns in the mind. Second, cleanliness. Cleanliness is the doorway to godliness. Inner and outer cleanliness are essential to install God in your heart. Third, service. Service broadens your vision, widens awareness and deepens compassion. All are waves on the same sea. Service teaches you to be firm in this knowledge. Fourth, love. Do not calculate or weigh the reaction, result or reward. Love calls, love responds. God is love, live in love. Fifth, non-hatred towards all. No being must be looked down upon as inferior, unimportant or expendable. Each of you are allotted your role in the drama assigned by the Almighty. Do not insult or injure any being, since God is in every being. Unquote. So, dear listeners, I just read out today's Sai-inspired message, which had a question as to what are the 5 key points that every sincere aspirant must practice every day. And as you heard, the 5 key points are silence, cleanliness, service, love, and non-hatred. Okay, with that, to our segment, Soul Inspiration, as I said, today's topic is God is the doer. We are just his instruments. So let me share with you a beautiful experience which is related to this topic. This happened in the early 1990s. Swami had told few of his students to go to a nearby village, Janakampalli, to do Gram Seva. Swami had given them prasadam and told them to distribute to the villagers of this village, Janakampalli. So boys went in the morning, did Gram Seva and came back in the evening. They came back to Sai Kuranth Hall as Swami was eagerly waiting for them to know what happened. So as soon as these boys came for darshan, Swami also called them for interview and he was talking to them. And Swami asked how was the Gram Seva, and the boys said, Swami, it was very good. We distributed all the prasadam to the villagers. The villagers were very happy. And suddenly Swami asked, did you meet Radhamma? Well, now no one knew who this Radhamma was. So everybody were quiet. Then Swami said, Are, that old lady Radhamma in the village Janakampalli. And Swami started giving the description of the small hut which was there in the village. And Swami told the route also. Swami told, see, you got down from your vehicle and you went straight, then went left, right. And at the corner of the road, there was one small hut. So Swami was giving the description like this. And Swami asked, did you meet her? Still the boys didn't recollect who Radhamma was. Say, they just gave a blank look to Swami. Then Swami told, Are boys, that old lady who gave you ragi mudda, hot ragi mudda with ghee on it. And then the boys remembered, yes Swami, we remember. We had met an old lady who had given us ragi mudda. And then Swami said, Radhamma is the best midwife in this entire world. Well, those days, dear listeners, in villages, whenever a lady was pregnant and it was the due day for a delivery, they couldn't go to a hospital nearby. The delivery used to happen at home itself. So an elderly, experienced lady will be called to help and assist during delivery. So Radhamma was one such lady who was very much experienced in this field, and the villagers in that village used to call her. So she used to act like a midwife. So Swami is telling boys, Radhamma is the best midwife in this entire world. Swami not only told that, in fact Swami told, boys, there are thousands and millions of pediatricians, gynecologists, doctors in this field. But Radhamma is the best among all of them. Okay. Now Swami is saying that Radhamma is the best of all gynecologists, best of all pediatricians, best of all doctors. That is something really great. In fact, all of us know that there are some recognitions given for exceptional performance of highest order in some area. The Bharat Ratna Award is given, the Nobel Prize is given, some enter the Guinness Book of World Record and so many other things. But these recognitions are given by man to man and it's just worldly. But here is something that Swami himself, the Lord of the Universe himself, is saying, that Radhamma is the best doctor, the best pediatrician, the best midwife among all the others in the entire world. And then Swami says, boys, do you know why she is the best? Again, boys didn't know. They just kept quiet. And Swami continued, see boys, whenever she gets a call for her duty, whenever any villagers call her to assist during the time of delivery of any lady, before she goes to perform her duty, she closes her eyes and she prays to me. She says, Swami, you are the doer. I am just an instrument. So today, I got a call for my duty and you should do it, perform the act through me. And then Swami continued, see boys, the Radhamma prays like that to me sincerely, honestly, so I just take over. And Swami said, see, I am God and I am best in everything. So since I take over and I do it through her, making her as an instrument, she also becomes the best. So, dear listeners, this was a very beautiful experience through which Swami gives a very, very profound message to all of us. We can become the best in whatever we are doing by just giving the driving seat to Bhagwan. We should allow Swami to drive our vehicle. We should allow Swami, we should make him as the doer, give up the doership. In fact, he is only doing it, but we should give up the doership by praying to him before we do anything, before we enter any act. Okay, we'll talk more on this topic, but before that, I would like to play an audio clip. This audio clip is actually from a video series in Radio Side, the Golden History video series, an episode of the video series. And this audio clip has got an episode from the life of the Emperor Shivaji. And again, this episode teaches us the message that God is the doer. We are just an instrument. So let's listen to this episode. The duration is just 8 minutes. And at the end of the episode, I'll be back and we'll talk more on it.
Embodiments of love. As long as you consider that you are the doer, problems will haunt you. Relinquish this feeling of doership, and all problems will vanish in a trice. Once Chhatrapati Shivaji faced a crisis.
Maharaj, you seem to be lost in thought. What is it that troubles your mind? Please, disclose to us your worries, and we shall spare no effort to decimate their cause.
To have Baji Prabhu and Tanaji by the side is like wearing an impregnable armor. I have complete faith in your capabilities, but some kind of despondency overpowers me.
If it is the impudence of the Mughals, we can give them a befitting reply. But if it is our own kingdom, only a skin-deep order prevails, hiding beneath it the embers of chaos.
Even while our external enemies grow stronger, our inner enemies thrive to make us weaker. Even as we pride our victories, doom seems not too far off. If I cannot establish the reign of flourishing prosperity and enduring principles, what would I have achieved after all these conquests, Tanaji?
Maharaj, we have no answers to your question. Your predicament baffles us.
Only the Lord can provide the answer. And I hope and pray that he does it now.
Greetings, Raje. Sadhu Maharaj Samartha Ramdas is on his way and he conveys his blessings to you.
Gurudev, you come as a spring of nectar to the parched throat. I seek your counsel, Master. Please salvage me from this whirlpool of despondence.
It is the Lord's wish that he sent me to your doorstep at this hour of despair. Shivaji, tell me, what is the problem?
Master, I have taken upon myself the task of unifying the country. the kingdom, which I built brick by brick, has grown in stature, but has shrunk in morals. All the hard work that I did has only led me to despair.
Nation building is not an easy task, O King. Why are you so anxious about the results? You have done a splendid job so far, and by the grace of Mother Almighty, you shall continue to do so in the future too. Shivaji, a true winner is not overwhelmed by problems. He overcomes them.
Gurudev, my ability and wisdom seem to be too weak to protect me from the enemies within. Each time I draw my sword against my own countrymen, I feel an unbearable anguish gnawing at my soul. Please allow me to rest at your lotus feet, throwing away the burden of this empire. I cannot bear it anymore, Gurudev. I cannot bear it anymore.
I see your problem. It is not within your kingdom. It is within you. You are right, Shivaji. You cannot rule a kingdom this way. Hand over the kingdom to me, and I shall rule it from now on.
Merciful Gurudev, you are truly the Kalpa Vriksha. You have taken the entire burden off my frail shoulders in a trice. Gurudev will be the ruler of this kingdom from this very moment, and I shall lead the life of a hermit as his humble disciple.
Bereft of the burden of kingship, Shivaji finds solace and joy in leading an ascetic life. 2 days later, Samarth Ramdas brings him back to his palace.
Shivaji, how do you feel now?
I feel so relieved now, Master. Service to your lotus feet has brought me great joy.
So, you are now a disciple committed to obeying my commands. I hereby command you to rule the kingdom as my representative. The kingdom continues to be mine.
Gurudev, I fail to fathom this act of yours. My happiness lies solely in this ochre robe and no more in this golden crown.
Your happiness is neither in the ochre robe nor in the golden crown. It is within you, and you realize it only when you overcome this feeling of I and mine, ahamkara and mamakara. Nothing is your son. Every act of yours bears my signature. Rule your people not as a king, but as a trustee.
Master, I see the light now. I have no cares now, Gurudev, since both the burden of guilt and the crown of glory belong to you.
My wisdom refuses to understand this logic. Has anything changed?
Perhaps everything has changed. Shivaji Raje rules the kingdom which does not belong to him. Hence, its problems too do not belong to him.
You are right, son. Atmanivedanam is the royal path to victory. May the divine lead you to the ultimate victory. Vijayi Bhava.
A
11:22 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. And this is a segment, Soul Inspiration. So we are talking in this segment on the topic that God is the doer, we are just His instruments. And as you listen to the small audio clip from the episode of the life of Emperor Shivaji, once Shivaji gave up the quality of doership, which was taught to him by Samarth Ramdas, he became very peaceful. We're talking more on this, dear listeners. To give up this quality of doership, we need to have two qualities. That is, we should completely surrender to the Lord, and we should give up ego. On this also, I would like to share with you an experience. It seems once when Swami was in Kodaikanal, he had told one very elderly person to go to the nearby city and buy some clothes, because Swami wanted to distribute it to the people there. So this elderly person was assisted by another person and they went in a car. This elderly person was driving the car, in fact. He was very elderly that he had a blurred vision and his hands always used to shake. But still, he was driving the car with perfection. In fact, it was dusk. There was not much light. And this elderly person had blurred vision, but still, he was driving with a lot of perfection, negotiating the curves which was there in the road as they were going through a ghat section. So the person who was sitting next to this elderly man was amazed by seeing the driving skills of this person. So he asked this elderly devotee as to how he is able to manage, even though his hands were shaking, but still he was driving very nicely. And for this elderly person just left the steering wheel. And now this person who was sitting next to him started panicking. He started worrying because in front of them, a sharp curve was there in the road. Something like hairpin curve, a U-turn. And this elderly person has left the steering wheel. But to the utter shock and amazement of this person sitting next to him, he saw the steering wheel turning on its own. And they negotiated the curve. And then this elderly man said, "See, I have completely surrendered myself to Bhagwan, and it's not me who is driving this car, but it's Swami who is driving this car." And the other person could in fact see that it was not he who is driving the car, because the steering wheel turned on its own and the car also turned on its own without this elderly man doing anything. So surrendering ourselves to Lord is very important to cultivate this quality of giving up the doership. That is, God is a doer, we are just His instruments. And the other thing is to give up ego. Again, there's this famous instrument, the flute, musical instrument, which Lord Krishna was very fond of. He always used to have it and used to play music through the flute. So it seems once other instruments asked flute as to why it was very, very close to Lord Krishna. Why Lord Krishna was so much fond of flute. And for this the flute told, "See, I have this proximity as I have given up my entire ego and become hollow." Flute is an instrument which is hollow and has got many holes in it. So the flute continued saying, "See, I allow the breath of Krishna to flow through me uninterrupted. Giving up my own likes and dislikes, I have become a perfect instrument to create His music through me." So dear listeners, to become a perfect instrument of the Lord, we have to give up our ego and become hollow and empty. So that we allow Lord to play His music through us, through our every thought, word and deed. So these two are things are very important. It is completely surrender to Lord and give up our ego. In fact, it seems once a student had asked Swami how to become his true instrument. And Swami had told, the student had asked to make him his true instrument, to make the student himself. And for this, Swami had told that all of you are my instrument, whether you want it or not, whether you know it or not. It is by default. And Swami said, pointing to his own body, that this body is also my instrument. Swami told this about his own body. Well, dear listeners, the time is almost 11:30, and with the time that is allotted to me for the segment Soul Inspiration, I have tried to speak on this topic that God is the doer. We are just his instruments. And for this, we have to completely surrender to Lord and give up our ego. Please send me your comments and suggestions and feedback on this segment. And in fact, if you have something more to say on this topic, please email us by writing to listener@radiosci.org. So by praying to Lord to make us his true instruments, I offer this segment at Bhagavan's Lotus Feet. And in a while from now, you will be joined by Brother Bishu for next segment of today's Thursday Life. So, see you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Jai Sai Ram.
Kahe bandhe sai ko janam maran ke bandhan. काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए कि साई बसे कण कण में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के साई ने सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के ये शरीर तो नश्वर है पर साई अनंत निरंतर है प्रेम से ये दिया उपदेश मेरा जीवन मेरा संदेश सत्य मार्ग पर चल के बने हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए, क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए कि साईं बसे हैं कण कण में, काहे बांधे साईं को जन्म मरण के बंधन, काहे बांधे साईं।